We are thrilled to be joined by James Wiseman. What a week. Thank you so much for taking some time with us and help us understand the emotions of what this week must have been and just where you are right now as you get prepared for training camp. Thank you so much for joining us, James.
First of all, Lawrence, just thank you for having me on the show. I'm truly grateful for this, but this weekend has been past. It's been like a whirlwind, I say. Finally getting drafted, having an emotional breakdown, you know, just getting drafted and stuff because I've been through a lot of adversity in my life, but just staying mentally strong. But just really just getting through that process. I had a press conference 5 days ago, I believe, and I came back home. I just can't wait to get to work. I mean, I'm just so pumped and excited to just go out there and just have fun with my teammates and just work hard.
I hear that, and I'm thrilled that your approach to this now is sort of building from what you had to do during workouts that came in a time period that it wasn't very easy to be working out and preparing for the NBA draft. Before we get into specifics about what it's taken to get to this point, I just want to focus back on this one particular moment because it was emotional for a lot of us.
With the second pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select James Wiseman from the University of Memphis.
So, when you take us back to what that was and thinking back to being there with your family and just as the emotions started to unfold, it's a moment that you'll never forget. But what are you remembering right now about it?
Really, I say the build-up leading to me getting drafted. I mean, it was a whirlwind. Like I said, the atmosphere was great. It was very exciting. And, it was just great. So just going through that process and just after that, having a two-hour media session after I got drafted, just everything, again, it was just the greatest experience ever. And just me as an athlete being able to actually hear my name called as a basketball player and actually noticing that all my hard work is paid off, but it's only the beginning for me, is just such a blessing.
Take me back to 2015. Now, I'm assuming you are just like entering high school, but the Warriors are winning an NBA championship title. And when you think back to what you were seeing, when you saw that team come onto the scene the way that they did, what was the thoughts you were having about seeing that Warriors team? And now that it's coming into reality that you're playing with these guys, what's that experience? But that 2015 championship team, what were your memories of that team?
I mean, it was a historical run. Why I say that is because just the chemistry that they had with each other was unmatched. And also, just going back, man, that team was electrifying. Just like the fans there were great. The atmosphere was great. And just me, knowing as a little kid when I was playing my little league games, I had on the Warriors jersey. I didn't even know that I was, man, this time just came up, me actually being drafted by Golden State Warriors. Man, it's just such a blessing. But that team was actually dope. Their run that they had was great. The offensive schemes that I study a lot during my pre-draft process, I've been working on that. So really just been studying film and their offense and everything. I've been studying Golden State Warriors players, like their offensive schemes since I was in high school. So really everything that I've been studying, because I study basketball a lot. I love basketball. I just love the aspect of it, just everything about it. So really, Man, that team was great, and that team is very historical, and just like the fans there are just unmatched. So, yeah.
It's remarkable, too, to see you in action in different settings, and I had the opportunity to do it in two different settings, one at the Peach Jam in Augusta, Georgia, with the amazing Bluff City Legends taking the court in the AAU tournament, and I was, like, thrilled to be seeing you up close and personal in that setting, and then in the Bay Area, Stephen Curry's Under Armour SC30 Select Camp. This is a special camp. The camp that you were at was the very first where it wasn't just guards. It was big men, players from all over the world. It was really a special occasion. And I think back to that experience for players that are coming to the Bay Area and for you to get acclimated to what the Bay Area is and see that in high school, in that setting, with Stephen at his camp. What do you remember about the camp? And what do you remember about being in the Bay Area and what you kind of vibe with the Bay Area from being at the camp?
I'd say just the atmosphere of it. Just like when I just went to the camp, Steph taught me and the campers a lot of stuff about just how to approach the game, how to always stay dedicated to your craft and just to work your tail off every day. So I say me being in the Bay Area, at the time, the Steph Curry camp was in Oakland. So, but it was great. I mean, the weather out there is great, obviously. But secondly, man, just like everything about it, just like the hard work, just the grittiness, the grind, like I just feel everything. Like I feel all that stuff in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And just like it just felt like home to me. Like when I first came to the press conference last weekend, it just felt like home already. So, I mean, I can't wait to get to work. I just can't wait to just have fun with my teammates and just learn as much as possible, just adapt and just play my position to the best of my ability.
Most certainly. And when you think about the players that have influenced you as you've gotten going, let's take it in two stages, actually. Let's think back to the earliest part of your youth when you started loving basketball and it became something important to you. Who were some of the players, not that you modeled your game after, but that you watched and intrigued you to where you thought, man, there's a future here for the kind of player I can be, and I see it in this player. I'm going to throw a name at you that I've read that you've said, and I'm intrigued by it, David Robinson. And the battles that he would have had with Hakeem Olajuwon back when I fell in love with basketball were legendary. But for you to be a student of the game and see a player when you were a kid, let's start there. We'll do AAU high school in a second. But as a very young kid, who were the players that spoke to you?
Kevin Garnett, Chris Bosh. And also, I'd say just players like in today's generation, Giannis and Anthony Davis, just like a lot of great players like that. But like really, Kevin Garnett, most definitely, is the one player that I look up to in terms of my game. But just like, man, it's times to where, like when I was younger, I used to go outside and just be like every day, just be outside from 8 a.m. in the morning to 8 a.m. at night, just working on my game, working on my face-ups, working on my post moves, because I've seen different moves that and like different intangibles that Kevin Garnett possessed, and I just wanted to go outside and utilize the turnaround jumper and just work on my jumper like just all day long, because I just love the game of basketball so much, and my passion for it is just out of this world. So I just always want to get better as a player. I'm a very courageous and curious person, so I always want to ask questions and just get better and just be the best version of myself. So most definitely, Kevin Garnett was the player that I looked up to, and Chris Bosh as well.
Your ability to come into contact with NBA stars when you were still in high school had to influence what you were going to be doing. Who were some of those guys that kind of took you under their wing?
I'll say Kevin Durant. He gave me a lot of advice. I played pickup. Like, I played a lot of games during this pre-draft process. I played a lot of pickup with pros, so I'll say Michael Beasley gave me like some basketball terminology. He gave me a lot of advice. John Wall gave me a lot of advice in terms of my game. I played against James Harden, so James Harden gave me a lot of advice this past summer. I'd say Kevin Durant, but mostly during Peace Jam, Kevin Durant was a player that actually gave me a lot of questions. He actually gave me his DM and stuff, gave me his Instagram page, so I actually like asked a lot of questions, and he gave me like a lot of advice. So really, those guys are really the guys that actually gave me a lot of advice. I seen Chris Bosh in the airport probably like 4 months ago, so he gave me a lot of advice too, just telling me to keep working on my game and stuff. So, yeah, man, that's all.
So there's a couple of things we know about you from a personal level. One, that you studied Mandarin and you speak some. What led you to thinking about doing this language? And when you think, too, about where basketball will take you in this world, the Warriors in the past several years have been to China several times. It's an amazing culture that values family and community and all of these wonderful things that are part of your life, really are part of life in China. Tell me, though, for your ability now to be able to converse and to really be a part of that via language, why was it important to you? And what do you look forward to as the years unfold into being really a global citizen via the NBA?
Right. First of all, the game is expanding out to international leagues and stuff, so globally. But I say in terms of that perspective, just like going to Innsbruck, if I went to a private school my 9th to 10th grade year, so my friends wanted to learn Spanish, and, you know, that's the common language that people want to learn. So I wanted to learn something different, and China was something that stuck out to me. It was very intriguing because just like the tradition over there and everything. And back then, I knew that the world was expanding, like the NBA was expanding globally. So I just wanted to add that to my arsenal in terms of me speaking Chinese And that was just something that I just was very interested in, like just writing out the Chinese characters, writing out paragraphs and just doing that type of stuff. Like, it was just fun. So just everything about that. And also why I took Chinese was because I knew that China was very big, and like China and NBA are very big in terms of collaboration with each other. So I just wanted to add that to my arsenal as well, because I knew that that was going to come in handy.
I love it. As we wrap things up here, we couldn't let you go without one hearing from you quickly. The food, the restaurant in Memphis, for me, it was the barbecue shop. I just love that place. But like, you know, Ernestine and Hazel's too. But for you, what are the food items, the place in Memphis that you would have to have brought to the Bay for you before we bring in a special guest here?
I'll say one and only barbecue. Memphis is best known for their barbecue, so I'll say one and only. It's like one of the best spots there. And the Rendezvous is actually another barbecue place. It's actually good. So both of those are very just super delicious.
Totally delicious. All right. Now, our very special guest here, James, you've been so nice. Thank you so much for taking time. But Damian Lee's here with us. Damian, thank you so much for joining us. This is so cool that you'll hop on here with us. And I'll get out of the way here. You and James chop it up for just a bit. Damian, it's yours.
Cool. Hey, appreciate y'all having me. What's up, Rook?
What's good?
Of course, you know, welcome out here to the Bay and whatnot. But my question is just simple. Is there anything for you that's off limit for rookie duties?
Man, nothing at all is off limits, man. I'm totally open. So, hey, simple as that. Simple as that.
Bro. All right, say less. I appreciate it, bro.
James, it is one huge family. The coaching staff, the basketball operations office, all the folks in broadcasting and communications where I work, and the folks around the organization, in the digital department, marketing department, all of our great folks that help keep Chase Center operating, and all the folks who help bring fans and create what Dub Nation is, where our ticket sales and corporate partnerships, and all the folks that are part of this organization are thrilled that you're here. Thank you so, so much for taking the time to do this. We'll do this hopefully in person one day soon, but for now, to be able to talk with the number 2 overall pick in the NBA draft about joining the Warriors, a place that you will thrive, you will love. We love that you're here. Thank you so much for being part of this here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.